Listen, it's one thing to have all the tools in the tool belt, but now, how do we use them? And today, closing down our four-part mini-series, we're going to talk about how to implement time and energy management in your daily practice. All right? I'm ready. You ready? I'm ready. Let's do this thing. Welcome to Under the Radar. Bah, 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 bah. I'm your host, Mike the Schwartz. Guys, we got the secrets to success for the independent musician, all right? With yours truly, trusted authority of musician wellness. Like I said, my name is Mike the Schwartz. I'm hosting the party here today. We're closing down our mini series on time and energy management with the most practical way of doing things, okay? This is really important. We've got all the tools of the trade, and without being able to implement them, they're still just tools of the trade staying in the tool belt, okay? And I'm just a big fan of putting things into action. So that's what today's show is all about, the importance of integrating time and energy management into our daily routine. So if we think about compounding success, the way we do one thing in 1 hour adds up. When we increase that to 8 hours, now we've done a good work day. Now we put that on for multiple days in a row, and we've got a successful ritual. I'm reluctant to use the word routine. I know that's a word out there used by a lot of people. A routine sounds too boring. I'm not really a boring guy. So I want you guys to realize that this can be a ritual, and when it's a ritual, it can be a lot more fun. Okay? So let's talk about time and energy. That's a good word. Energy management in daily practice. So this is super important as a musician, and what I found was it starts the night before, okay? My background is in strength and conditioning. I've been a strength and conditioning coach since 2008, guys. I'm old. Gray beard over here. I learned from a very young age early in my career in strength and conditioning and personal training and working with successful habits is that there's a deeper layer to those habits. It's actually an identity. If you think of like building a house, the identity is actually the foundation. So our belief in who we are, what identity is really the belief system that we subscribe to, our identity. I am a musician. Whatever I am and then whatever follows it, that is your identity, okay? And we could go for hours on the power of words and the implications and all the negative shit talk that we tend to say to ourselves as creative professionals, and we'll save that for another day. What I want to focus on today is how does the identity and the habits, how do they relate when we want to build successful practices to manage our time better, to be able to do all of the practice that we want, to be able to integrate our relationships and our day-to-day regular jobs into our creative process. Okay, so today we're going to emphasize consistency is key to seeing the long-term benefits. So when we're talking about habits, yes, our identity is one thing. When we build on that identity of being a successful musician rather than the starving artist, which so many people say, if you're one of them, please be aware that you're saying that, because what you say is what you are actually going to fulfill. So if you feel as though you're a starving artist, you always will be as long as you say that, okay? And that's just a side note that is very relevant to today's lesson. So what we're talking about, again, emphasizing that consistency, we want long-term benefits. So let's look at last day we talked about the matrix, the Eisenhower matrix, and urgent and important tasks that go towards said goal that we want to accomplish. Well, cool. How do we implement these strategies now? Well, we identify the goals. We walk ourselves through them. And now what we can do is we can actually put daily routines together to give us the best chance to accomplish said tasks and goals. And like I said, to start the show here today, it's all about how you start your day. Again, a big thank you to the sponsors. Worth noting, Brain FM. Guys, get yourself 30 free days on their beautiful website of music that helps you focus better. Because what I find is to start my day, I'm just going to walk you through what I do. and this sets up my day. Remember last day I put the challenge out there to eliminate phone. Your phone and your email and all that stuff is noise. It's chatter that distracts you from the important tasks. It puts other people's fires in front of you before you take care of yourself. And when you do that, I did it, and I can tell you it didn't turn out so well. Because I felt like the whole day, I was chasing the whole day. I didn't get anything that I wanted to get done. I just spent the day responding to messages and fixing other people's problems. And by the end of the day, I had no energy for my creative process. I was tired. I was exhausted. And that compounded into the next day. So when I say everything starts the night before, I mean it. Let's talk about health, okay? When we want to set up a day to be productive, we need to go to bed on time. There's this thing called circadian rhythm. If you guys are watching the YouTube or you're watching some of these clips, you're gonna notice I'm wearing blue blockers. These block out the harmful blue light that we are susceptible to in most places. Every facility is now pumping in this artificial light that tells our body, like our innate ability, that it's go time. So if we're in bright lights like this, and we take most of blue light in through, most of the circadian process comes in through our eyes. That's why it's so key to get up in the morning and see the sunshine. Get out into real sunlight so that you can help regulate your body's natural wake and sleep cycle, known as the circadian cycle. When you're going to bed, I typically have these guys on anytime after 3 p.m. 4 p.m. right now. In the winter where I'm at in Calgary, the sun's going down in and around 5. I want to start tuning myself down regulating, thinking, okay, it's shutdown time. Now, if we were doing this like, you know, prehistoric times, we would rise with the sun and go to bed with the sun. That was it. And our bodies were much, much more healthy than they are now because of that. So when we're talking about putting your daily routine together, it's less about the actual creative project. It's more about your wellness. That's what I'm going to focus on this one today. And this is the stuff that I do, guys. So be sure to reach out, MikeSchwartz.com, click the call button, and let's talk about what things we can do to make your daily practices even better, okay? One of the ways is, again, like I said, starting the night before by paying attention to when the sun goes down, we're shutting down too. The other thing that we can do is we can have down regulatory music. I made a whole album about it that I'll link in the show notes. You can also go and you can capitalize on the 30 free days from Brain FM. There's lots of music out there that can help down regulate you and get you into a state of calm and relaxed so your body can shut down. The challenge most of us have is that we're going on overdrive for pretty much the whole day, okay? And when we do that, our body doesn't actually have a time to wind down for bed, so our active thoughts keep on going. Tell me if this is you. You lay in bed just thinking about all the things you gotta do the next day? Yeah. There's a couple practices. I was there too. There's a couple practices I used to do. I integrate whenever I need to now because my body is pretty well tuned with the circadian cycle stuff I was just talking about. But journaling right before bed, that's a really great one. You know, combined with shutting down, bringing low lights, get red lights in. My band jokes about it because like I've got a red light over here and they're like, what's with the strip club lighting in the house? And it's like, it's not strip club lighting, but they were onto something in strip clubs, guys, because they knew people were gonna be there at night and they don't wanna be wrecked the next day. So they low light it so that it's easier on the body and that you can still sleep, okay? Because if you think about the worst thing in life, okay? You can name it. Name it out loud. Name it in your head, whatever. For me, I hate when I'm like injured or sick. That is the worst feeling. Now, amplified times 4,000 when I miss sleep, okay? Think about missing 3 days of sleep, good solid sleep. And now think about what is the worst thing in the world? Not sleeping, okay? With a good, healthy sleep cycle, timely, consistent, like I'm talking, you guys got to be in bed at 10 o'clock, ideally. In bed at 10 o'clock. Now for us old guys like me, you know, coming up on 37, look out. That's about normal, right? Long are the days behind me on getting out and partying till 2 a.m. There's an occasional day. I will say there's exceptions to the rule. Like, there are maybe once or twice a week, if I've got a late gig or if I want to stay up in the studio, it's an intentional stay up though, right? And it does mess me up for the next couple of days to get back in balance. That inconsistency is actually even more of a challenge to navigate. You got to be a seasoned veteran on getting your circadian rhythm back in order. But folks that work shift work and things like that, my heart goes out to you because you're shaving years off of your life, right? So be mindful if you can get consistent with your bedtime to be in bed by 10, sleep by 11, and up by 6. That is ideal. You're going to feel like $1 million, okay? And with that being said, if you can, this is a challenge to help you get into that sleep, because that might sound daunting. You're like, well, I got all these things. Yeah, I get it. Turn the phone off 2 hours before you go to bed. Turn the phone off. Literally phone off 8 p.m. That's the key. If you guys are texting me and notice I stop responding, it's usually because it's a time thing. If I am responding and you want to call me forward on that, I would also appreciate that. Okay, so feel free. Hit me up on the gram. Check in on Coach here. Okay, so those are a few things that you can start to do in your evening time. Another big one that is well published is eating late. Okay, if you start to eat within 2 to 3 hours, like we're talking eating, like having a meal or snacks, these are the absolute killers for lifestyle and weight loss anyways. So it's twofold on that. You can double down and stop eating 3 hours before bed. Your body then doesn't have to do any extra work, so it's not working when you're trying to sleep, and you will have a much better, what we know as a heart rate variability, which is an incredible metric of what your heart and your health is, okay? And again, another sponsor of the show, Whoop, there it is, right? That's what this is, right here on my wrist, okay? This is a wearable, and I'm a really big fan of the Whoop because it can actually, it's one thing to say all these things, guys, but to actually track it, then we can manage it. So with everybody that comes into my coaching, I get them set up on a Whoop 4.0 right here. And that allows us to work together towards what lifestyle habits are aiding them and what lifestyle habits are hindering them in their process of things like sleep, things like feeling better, having more energy, getting to a better, healthier weight, feeling like they've got more creativity and productivity in their day-to-day. All of these things can be measured right in here with the metrics. They measure skin temperature, blood oxygen levels, resting heart rate, HRV, which is your heart rate variability. Again, all these great metrics that I can then use to help coach you or my coaching clients into better lifestyle choices. Because I'm going to tell you flat out, Whoop is the reason I stopped drinking, guys. I saw what booze did to my lifestyle choice. Oh my goodness. The next day, and sometimes 2 or 3 days after having one beer, maybe two beers, flatlined me. I had no energy in the next few days. So if you guys, that's the three pro tips before bed. Stop. Limit your drinking, and especially close to, like, everybody's talking. I hear this all the time. Oh, I got to have the glass of wine to wind down. Well, that is a total fallacy. Wine is a stimulant. Alcohol is a stimulant, and it's actually a toxin that your body has to work even harder than said food to clean out, to detox out of your body. So if you're doing that at bedtime, which most people are, you know, if you're in the scene, you're having a beer at night and, you know, you're going out for drinks with friends and dinner and drinks, guys. And now you set yourself up to have your body act as a cleaning portal and clean out all of the toxins that you just put into it right before bed when it's supposed to be resting. So how good do you think your rest is going to be? Exactly. It's not going to be, and it's going to show up the next day and compounded. This is why touring was so challenging. When we were drinking, we were sleeping in different beds, and we were every night, and it was it was terrible because that lifestyle on the road or in the studio really is not conducive to living a healthier lifestyle. And this is one of my initiatives on a bit of a tangent here. One of my initiatives is to get earlier shows, and I love Side Door Access for starting that. They're on the front lines with that. They've got some venues that are not pubs that cater to brunch shows and afternoon shows. So check them out, sidedooraccess.com. And if you're an artist, get on board with Side Door. That's one way to have earlier shows so you can still get to bed, and you can do this for a career and not have to worry about, you know, injuries, sickness, health concerns, mental fog, all the things that typically I'm fielding as major or common problems with the independent musician. All right. So like I said, we take down we pay attention to the light, get yourself a pair of blue blockers. I'll work on them for an official sponsorship. I wear them all the time. Make sure you're low lighting, bringing the music in, relaxation during the evening time. Turn the phones off 2 hours before bed. No meals around the same time, 2-3 hours before bed. Cut back on your booze. And I'm talking like cut back, man. If you're having 3, try 2. If you're having 2, try 1. If you're having 7, try 6. Okay? It's nothing overnight. It's just start cutting back on these poor lifestyle choices, and you're going to improve your workflow the next day. These are 3 different things, 4 if you want to count. Whoop, get on Whoop, get in my coaching program. Let's talk about what types of things are coming up in your life, because everybody's a little different. We got to be flexible. That's another thing, right? Regularly reflect. The challenge is most people, like, until you listen to this episode, you may be going like, oh, that's an issue. I didn't even know. That's cool. And that's totally fine. It's taking the time to reflect and sit and be with yourself, just sitting for 5 minutes and letting your mind travel. I'm reluctant to call it meditation just yet, but just sitting, we call it peace points in the Czech practice. Take a peace point, you know, tune out for a minute, breathe, like easy box breathing. Pretend the screen is a box. You're watching this at home. You're going to deep breath in for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds. Exhale for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds. And repeat. That's box breathing. 4x4. 4 second inhale, 4 second hold, 4 second exhale, 4 second hold. That for 5 minutes a day is going to help you bring more peace and clarity into your day so that you can, make sure you're making intentional decisions with your day. That's the number one thing. We just get doing things by habit. So much of our life is controlled by our subconscious. Remember the thoughts, the things that we believe, all of that is dictating 90% of the actions that we're doing. Okay. So we need to take time to sit and think about, what am I actually doing? What is this? Is this contributing or is this hindering my progress that I want to be, that I set out for in my goals right here? Well, if it's hindering it, this is time to, it may be time to just look at that and be like, oh, okay, well, I'm actively going against the things that I say I want. And do you want to do that? I don't know. That's up to you to decide. Okay. So with that in mind, it does take time to just sit with and make intentional decisions. Things that can help you do that: breath work. Again, all the stuff that we talked about setting up your future day the night before, right? Getting out of high intensity light, getting some exercise in. I didn't even mention that. We should do a whole new series on that, movement, and why it's so important to help you fuel your creativity. Movement also means like the movement of thoughts and movement of your creativity and your passions. You got to be flexible here too, guys. You got to, like, if you're coming in listening to this series and you're going, wow, man, all these things I got to do, and you're getting defeated, listen, that's normal to feel that way. It's also, reach out. Okay. We got to be flexible. There's no shame in not knowing. It's if you know it and you choose to not do it, that's ignorance. All right. And there's a very big difference between that and not knowing. How do you do something that you don't even know exists? This might be the first time you're hearing any of this stuff. And if it is, that's awesome, guys. I encourage you to share this out with somebody else and be a catalyst for them. Be the person that knows the thing, all right? And start changing the lives of people around you as well. that's what I'm saying, is that if you don't know, that's nations, guys. That's nations. That's, if you don't know and you don't know any better, then that's just nations. If you know and willingly go against it, that's being ignorant. That's ignoring the implications of your decisions, okay? And there's a very big difference with that. There is no shame in this. There's no guilt in this. I'm here to help. Guys, you know where to find me. Big takeaways for today, though, is understanding that your routine, the practices that you want to do tomorrow, start right here, right now, okay? And when we compound the 1 hour, the 5 minutes, when we compound that, that all adds up to good days. And if we have more good days, we got a real good life, okay? Key takeaways from the series, again, if we work backwards, now we understand how to set up the priorities. We understand how to set up the daily routine, if you want to use that word, rituals, okay? We understand now how to prioritize all of the things. Working backwards, we've understood how to prioritize them. In order to get there, we have to understand what the difference between effectiveness and efficiency is. And in order to get there, we have to understand what the difference between time management and energy management is. And a lot of it comes down to just blocking off the things, but being in the right state of mind to do that. And again, if I can give you one big thing to really hone in on, is just being still with yourself to understand where you are in your day. Because oftentimes we get lost and distracted by other people's demands on us. And that is when we start fighting fires. And that can start first thing in the morning when we open up the phone. It can start by prioritizing other relationships. How often do we spend time worrying about what other people think? And we don't even like those other people. So get to a point where you can, if you do one thing from this whole series, get to a point where you can sit down and think about where you're at and write it down, okay? Oftentimes we make a lot of problems out of nothing, really. And I'm going to leave you with one drill here. I want you to think about it. Sit down, take a breath, write down I got a real problem. In your life, it can be anything. It doesn't have to be in your career. It can be in your personal life. It can be at work. It can be in your creative process. Whichever. Whatever you feel called to. Write down, I got a real problem with, and then blank. Read that out. And again, if you've been playing along, you know the drill. Deep breath in. Big exhale. What comes up when you read that out? What kind of feelings? What kind of sensations? Where do you feel them in the body? On a scale of 1 to Bieber, which is an 11, that's intense. 1's low, Bieber's high. How intense is that feeling when it comes up? Okay. Now I want you to take that pen, cross out one word. Problem. I want you to replace it with the word opportunity. I got a real opportunity with. And what that's going to do, at first you're going to be like, what? It's exactly what we want. That's pattern disruption. And now your brain is going to actively work with you to find a solution to that problem that was once a problem, because now it's an opportunity. Okay? And if you can live your life looking for opportunities rather than problems, I guarantee you will live a much more happy and honest and successful, fulfilled life. Promise that. I promise that. Speaking from experience. Okay? I was the guy that had problems with everything. And the minute I looked at that as an opportunity, we started creatively problem solving a lot of those former problems. And you, on the other end of this, being a creative professional, I trust that you like to solve puzzles, not problems, right? That's it. That's all, guys. If you enjoyed this, please send this out to at least one person. You've got to know somebody that could benefit from this little mini series. Okay, I'm looking to change the game when it comes to musician wellness in the music industry. Okay, we're creating a whole new breed of rock stars, and it starts with you. Okay, 5-star review, please, and thank you. You can go to undertheradarpod.com, and that's where it's all the episodes are. You can even do all the reviews on your favorite platform right from there. So under the radar pod.com. I would really appreciate that, guys. This has been a lot of fun. If you have any other ideas of miniseries that you would like to know more about, I'm happy to do some research. Please reach out. You can find me on the socials at Mike the Schwartz. You can head to my website, MikeTheSchwartz.com. Again, guys, I do this for a living. You can feel it out. We can sit down and have a little conversation, get to know a little bit more about what kind of things are coming up in your world. Cause again, as I highlighted, it's different for everybody. So if you've got a certain, maybe it spoke to you, you know, with the circadian rhythm and getting your sleep schedule and maybe it was more about the creativity and understanding time management, whatever it is, I'd love to hear how I can help, add some more value into your life. So please, no obligation whatsoever to the call. Just want to chat with more musicians and learn what kind of things are coming up so we can continue to make musician wellness completely accessible to all y'all out there. Okay, so that's it. That's all. Stay tuned for the next bit. I've got some great guests lined up. They're going to be coming out here in the next coming weeks, and you're going to learn a ton from them. This has been a blast to do this little mini series. Let me know if you like it. And again, you know where to find me. Links are all in the show description there. That's me signing off. And until next time, y'all stay sweet. Peace. Couldn't keep my dreams alive. Couldn't draw a clean line, couldn't rewind too late. So much for fate, so much for feeling.